Hello and welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today is edition number 2295, recorded on Thursday, the 17th of October. I'm Paul Henderson, and today Ruth Murray is back again with me to read part one of today's edition. We have for you the usual fare of some news items, features, and letters to the evening news, and today we have Just Talk added on at the end of the weekly recording, so you must keep listening for that. Here is Alison to whet your appetite.
Hello, I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm here to tell you that coming up immediately after this week's Chatterbox is the October edition of Just Talk. Galtina will be here as always. Bob's quiz will whet your appetites in more ways than one. And you can hop aboard our train for the final leg of our journey around Norfolk. Couple that with some rather startling and graphic revelations from both David Clayton and Neil Haverson, and you have the makings of a classic edition. So please do stay tuned and prepare to be entertained.
Thank you, Alison. Now here is Ruth to get us started.
Hello. Our first items concern the Hotel Nelson site. Complaints about the lack of solar panels at County Hall and financial concern for school repairs. The University of East Anglia and the proposed Western Link Road. Money, or the lack of it, does seem to dominate the news. The Hotel Nelson in Norwich, opposite the train station, is set to be demolished and rebuilt along with dozens of new homes and student accommodation. The project has been in the works for nearly 2 years, but a formal planning application has only just been lodged with Norwich City Council. New details about the project were unveiled at a City Hall briefing last month, showing the site could provide homes for around 600 people. The site was occupied by the Great Eastern Hotel until it was demolished in 1963, and the Nelson was built in its place in 1971. The proposals include the complete demolition of the existing Nelson and its replacement by a new hotel with 243 rooms, as well as commercial space for restaurants and bars. But the defining feature of the scheme is two large blocks of student flats, which will have a total of 491 rooms. There will also be a block of 75 residential apartments.
Council leaders who have attacked plans for huge solar farms on Norfolk agricultural land have been questioned about the lack of panels on County Hall. Kay Mason Billig, Norfolk County Council leader, has said Norfolk is under attack from solar farm developers after applications were lodged to cover thousands of acres of farmland in panels. Conservative Mrs. Mason Billig described the plans as deeply disturbing and a creeping abuse of the countryside, while calling for the county to resist them. But at a recent council meeting, the Conservative administration at County Hall was quizzed about why it had not installed panels in places where farmland would not be affected. At County Hall. Jane James, the council's cabinet member for corporate services and innovation, said, "The north wing roof was evaluated for solar panels at the time and was found to be not suitable." She said there were solar panels on the south wing of County Hall and on a number of other council buildings, including libraries and fire stations.
Repairs are being done at 15 schools after the collapse of a ceiling triggered 60 emergency inspections at buildings Norfolk County Council is responsible for. Those emergency inspections were commissioned after the partial collapse of a lath and plaster ceiling at the Synergy Education Trust-run Fakenham Junior School. Ceilings constructed using plaster and lath can lose their structural integrity, particularly if they get wet, so work needs to be done to ensure they will be safe. And with the school repair bills estimated to be more than £100,000, that adds further pressure on the council's coffers. Penny Carpenter, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, said the Conservative controlled council will be writing to the Department for Education to highlight the additional financial pressure it will place on the school capital budget.
The troubled University of East Anglia is again facing the prospect of job cuts. After it emerged, bosses need to make a further £11 million in savings to balance its budget. Vice-Chancellor David Maguire told staff during a forum that an additional £11 million had been piled onto its budget deficit. He said this had arisen due to inflationary cost pressures and reduction in international postgraduate numbers. It comes almost 2 years after it emerged the organisation had to make £45 million in saving over a period of 3 years. The difficulties have been blamed on a number of factors, including declining student numbers, struggles with overseas recruitment, and growing rates of inflation against frozen tuition fees.
Council leaders say it is too soon to reveal the latest estimated price tag for the controversial Norwich Western Link Road. Norfolk County Council last published an estimate of the bill for the 3.9-mile road in November last year, when it revealed the scheme would cost a predicted £274 million. That was an increase of more than £20 million on the estimate given the previous summer. At a recent meeting of the Conservative-controlled Cabinet, leaders came under pressure to state the latest estimate for the scheme. Graham Plant, the Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "As mentioned in recent updates, the project team are currently focused on considering the comments made through the consultation on the planning application, including those from Natural England. This work will inform the next steps for the project, and this in turn will inform any updates to the project's timetable and costs. We will provide an update on the next steps once this work is complete. If the project went ahead, it would link the Norwich Northern Distributor Road to the A47 near Honingham."